time for the College World Series. It's exciting baseball action on Cool Radio Phoenix. Brought to you by Western States Tire Sales, the Bufflers of 7-Up, Ozark Fried Chicken, and Cavalier Homes. Now the Sun Devils of Arizona State swing into action, and with the play-by-play, here's Bob Davies.
Thank you and good evening, everybody. This is Bob Davies at Rosenblatt Stadium in what potentially is a gale-force wind. You may not be able to see it on your television screens, and we say that because tonight, for the first time in five games that the Devils will participate in here at Rosenblatt Stadium, a lot of folks are joining us on Channel 10 in Phoenix. To those of you who have been with us on Cool Radio all the time, welcome again. And to those of you who perhaps are joining us for the first time on Cool FM, a welcome to you also. The weatherman has turned the tide here in Omaha. Currently, the wind is gusting on that field, as you see it, between 25 and 30 miles an hour. Perhaps you can hear it whizzing by our microphone as well. The temperature is 83 degrees outside. Humidity reading, I believe, must be somewhere in the neighborhood of 40%. So it is as cold as well, and there on the television monitor is an example of the flag of the United States of America in center field. It's blowing left to right and is absolutely straight out, and that indicates that there's very definitely a very stiff breeze. It's a fifth World Series contest for the Devils of Arizona State against the Violets of New York University, each team with a record of 3 wins and 1 loss. We'll be back in a moment with the starting lineups, but first, this pause. The starting lineups for tonight's ball game for the visiting ball club, the Violets of New York University, leading off and playing right field, Fred Levine. Levine in right field. Hitting second and doing the catching, Tom Bartow, B-A-R-T-O, Bartow catching. Hitting third and playing in center field, Jim Cardesius. Jim Cardesius in center field. The cleanup hitter and playing shortstop, Ray Ippolito. I-P-P-O-L-I-T-O, Ray Ippolito at shortstop. Hitting fifth and playing third base, Jeff Kalish. Kalish at third. Hitting sixth and playing first, Joe Sefcik. Sefcik at first base. Hitting seventh and playing in left field, John Latterett. John Latterett in left field. Hitting eighth and playing second base is Jim Lakata, L-A-K-A-T-A. And the pitcher is their ace. They've saved him for tonight. Face the Devils, a 6-foot, 200-pound left-hander by the name of Ellsworth Jones. Jones pitching and Bardo catching. For the Devils, leading off and playing shortstop is Roger Detter. Hitting second and playing in right field, Ralph Dick. Ralph Dick in right. Hitting third, this tournament's leading hitter, John Dolinsek, playing in left field. Dolinsek in left. Hitting cleanup and playing in center field for the Devils will be Paul Ray Powell. Powell in center field. Hitting fifth and handling the catching chores will be Billy Joe Cotton. Hitting sixth and playing at first base will be Jeff Osborne. Osborne at first base. Hitting seventh and playing at second base will be Lenny Randall. And hitting eighth and playing third base, Rick Valley. And the pitcher for the Sun Devils tonight is the big 6'5", 200-pounder, Laren Legros. Legros is the pitcher and Cotton is the catcher. Well, we're ready to go. Action in the very first top of the first inning, Fred Levine, Tom Bardo, and Jim Cardesius, the batters for New York University. The Violets came to this game, 3 wins and a loss, by beating Massachusetts, Mississippi, and Tulsa. First pitch is a long fly ball to deep right field. Ralph Dick back on the warning track and has it for out number one. And that ball was fairly well tagged, because that's almost with the wind, and the ball has a tendency now to curve over to that right field line. So Levine is out number one here in the first, then Tom Barto, the catcher, is the batter. Barto, 272 on the season. Legault ready with the pitch. The right-hander fires, swung on and missed by Barto, strike one. They beat Mississippi 8-3, beat Massachusetts 9-2, although the Redmen gave them three errors, and they got beat by Tulsa 2-0. And then they came back to beat Texas in a much-disputed game by the score of 3-2 yesterday. There's a pitch by Legault, a fastball, swung on and missed. It's strike two. Yesterday, the Texas Longhorns kind of got a little long-sighted, started looking at Arizona State, or perhaps indeed Tulsa, for the finals, and New York University wasted no time in taking care of them 3-2. That pitch is outside by Legault. The count is a ball and two strikes. A much-disputed play ended the game as Jack Miller, left-hander, hit one down the first baseline. There's another ball outside on a curveball. The count is even 2-2. First baseman Sefcik fielded the ball, fell down, then ran to the bag, hit the bag with the glove with the ball in it, and he was called out. And then as the runner passed, there's a high pop-up to the right side. Jeff Osborne in fair territory, now moving to foul territory, under it and has it for out number two. That's a difficult play. Tom Barto popping up in foul territory to Jeff Osborne there. Two up and two down. And the batter is the center fielder, Jim Cardesis, hitting 351 on the season, the third place hitter. As soon as Miller passed the bag, his foot accidentally hit the glove in which Sefcik's hand held the ball, and the ball went scooting out into right field. Well, of course, the entire Texas bench was in the middle of the field arguing that Fletcher Harvey, the man umpire at first who called the play, was wrong, that the ball was dropped, and indeed he was safe, and the run that was on second base scored, and the score was tied at one apiece. The fastball is on the inside corner to Cardesis, and it is 0-1. Right-handed batter, and it is, he calls it a strike, although the batter stepped completely out. He got something in his eye, and there's just no doubt about it. You're bound to get anything. It could be a bathtub, a small heifer. That wind is really blowing. The scoreboard says the count is 0-2. Legault ready with the pitch. The right-hander delivers. It's inside for a ball, and Cardesis takes down to one knee. We're in the top half of the first inning. No score in the ball game. The visiting New York University Violets at bat. One ball and two strikes. Legault fires a fastball, misses outside, and the count is even at 2-2. For those of you who are watching on television, as I say again, welcome. Occasionally we'll be a little wordy for the radio audience. There's the pitch, swung on and foul back, count is the same, 2-2. Jim Newsom is the plate umpire. Marty McDonough at first, Earl Yost of District 7 at second base, and Fletcher Harvey is at third base tonight. Four men in blue for this College World Series, the 23rd annual. Legault ready with a 2-2 pitch, delivers in the dirt for ball three as he led up on a curve. Of the 23 years that the College World Series has been in existence, 20 of those years have been played right here in Omaha, and Nebraskans are kind of proud of that fact, want to keep it here forever. Legault behind for the first time, 3-2. Here's the pitch. Swung and a miss for strike three, and he retires the side. So for the Violets in the first, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And the score at the end of one half inning of play, the Violets nothing, the Devils yet to bat. In the top of, at the bottom of the first for the Devils, it'll be the three D's, Detter, Dick, and Dolinsek in that order. Roger Detter, the very stable shortstop of the Sun Devils, is the, I believe, third leading hitter in the series. Let's pick out that particular statistic. No, he's the fourth. John Dolinsek of Arizona State is the leading hitter, averaging .583 in this College World Series. Jim Cardesis, who was the last man that Legault struck out, is the second leading hitter. Les Roger of Tulsa, the third. Fly ball into right field. The wind playing havoc with it. Levine around, circling, and eventually makes the catch. That's a difficult thing to do. Detter flies to right for out number one as Fred Levine gave it a Broadway shuffle out there, coming up eventually with the fly ball. Ralph Dick, who has had a not too happy World Series, hitting only 167, but is 342 on the year. Anxious and ready to help the Devils here in their fifth World Series game. Ellsworth Jones, the left-hander, delivers, swung on and missed for strike one, hit Jim Newsom right in the leg. We did not expect to see Jones start, as a matter of fact. He hurt his arm in the first game that he pitched back on Saturday, and we expected to see a 6'6" sophomore by the name of Tom Collins, and we're not joking, on the mound, but Jones decided he would go. He pitched 7 1/3 innings, giving up 5 hits, 3 runs, and all of them earned. There's the pitch inside to Ralph Dick. That evens the count of the ball and a strike. He walked 3 and struck out 6. That action against Mississippi. In total season, he's worked 59.5 innings, giving up 28 hits, 14 runs, 8 of them earned, walked 29 and struck out 56. Delivers, swung on, a line shot, base hit to center field by Ralph Dick. The first hit of the ball game, and Ralph Dick has it. John Dolinsek will step in, and the Devils, of course, want to get something started right away. They jumped all over Tulsa, 11-3, very convincingly, and the first time, as it looked for a moment in the first two games of this College World Series, that the postman forgot to send their bats. They picked up some, like they got one bat in the mail against Massachusetts, bat about 4 extra base hits in one inning, scoring 4 runs. To down Massachusetts 4-2 after losing to Texas 4-0 and beating UCLA 2-1 in extra innings. An inside pitch by Jones almost catches Dolinsek. It's ball one inside. There you can see on the television screen the runner at first base is Ralph Dick. The batter, left-handed batting left fielder John Dolinsek, the leading hitter in this 23rd annual College World Series. Here's the pitch by Jones. Dolinsek checks the swing on a curveball, takes the outside corner, and it's a ball and a strike. And he looks over at Bobby Winkles in the ASU dugout along third baseline to say, what'll I do now? There's some action in the bullpen for the Violets. Swung on and right at the bullpen, but foul out of play. 1-2, John out in front with that swing on a lazy curve. It's a right-hander, and it is Tom Collins, the man that we had expected to start this ball game for the Violets. A very cool ball club from New York. They were down 2, came back against Texas, got 2, and they were not elated. They just worked very steadily. Eventually came on to win it 3-2. Here's the throw to first base. Ralph Dick back in plenty of time. Not a real anxious throw. Only one to let Dick know that they are watching him. And they will watch all the Devils. There have been 13 stolen bases in this World Series, 9 of them for the Devils. Another line shot, foul, down the right field line, back up in the bleachers. Dolinsek's got a pretty swing in the series. Had a home run last night over the right center field fence. Paul Ray Powell had a home run over the left center field fence. 1-2. John Dolinsek chokes up. Ellsworth delivers, runner moving, grounder to the left side, fielded by the second baseman. He's going to race Dolinsek to the bag, and he beats him. The second baseman, Licata, had to move far to his left, pick up the ball. The first baseman, Sefcik, had come in, overrun the ball, had no chance to get to the ball. The pitcher covering would not have beaten Dolinsek there. And so the second baseman, Licata, takes it unassisted. Dolinsek is out and on the play. Dick moves down to second base. So they're 2 down. Ralph Dick, the runner at second base, and P.R. Paul. Ray Powell is the batter. And while he steps in, the catcher, Tommy Bardo, goes out and has a word with Ellsworth Jones. In case you joined us late, wind 25-30 miles an hour, reported by the Weather Bureau. Temperature 83 degrees outside, and the humidity in the neighborhood of 40%. No score. Devils batting in the bottom of the first with a man at second, 2 down. Paul Ray swings at a slow curve, strike one. PR 258 on the season, but a 250 average here in 4 previous games in the College World Series. Jones taking plenty of time. Violet pitcher with a stretch in the peak end. Ralph Dick at second. Delivers. Excuse me. It's a ball inside and low. PR taking all the way. And the count is even at 1 apiece. On deck will be Billy Joe Cotton. In what will appear to be to you a completely solid dirt uniform. Jones ready to stretch, delivers way outside for a ball, 2 balls and 1 strike. There have been 8 home runs in the College World Series, and the Devils have a pair. Two from Texas in Pat Brown and Dave Hall before they were sent home. Bob Hansen hit one off of Devil pitching for Massachusetts. Here's the pitch to Paul Ray across the plate, but very low, and it runs the count to 3-1. Bob Blakely of Southern Illinois, Eddie McLarty of Mississippi, both hit theirs in the same game over the right center field fence. Roger Whitaker hit one for Tulsa against Texas with two on. Jones ready. Here's the 3-1 count. It's swung on. A ground to the left side. Deep in the hole at third. He'll not be able to make the play. Knocks the ball down. Ray Ippolito goes far to his right to knock it down. He cannot make the play, however, and we'll see it. They score it a hit. Paul Ray Powell, an infield single to the left side. Ray Ippolito, the shortstop, going deep in the hole, back on the grass. Knocked the ball down, kept it in front of him, but obviously did not even throw. And Paul Rail beats it out. Ralph Dick moves to third on a play. The Devils have two men aboard, and here comes old Pigpen number two, Billy Joe Cotton. A bases-loaded single last night to give the Devils a 3-0 lead in the first inning. Hitting 250 for the series, 337 on the season. Paul moving, a grounder to the right side, but right to the second baseman, who was moving over to cover the play and the throw. Licata throws to Sefcik in time, and Cotton is out 4-3. The Devils are retired in the first. No runs. There were two hits. There were no errors, and two men left. And the score at the end of one complete inning of play, the Devils nothing, the Violets nothing. Top of the second, and for the Violets of New York University, Ray Ippolito, Jeff Kalish, and Joe Sefcik. Sounds like an Italian reunion, and they're passing the spaghetti around the table. Ippolito to Kalish to Sefcik. Well, the Sefcik is a little different. Pitch by LeGros is an outside. Ball one. LeGros is 12-1 on the season, and he won a game here in the College World Series, so he's 13-1, an ERA of 2.42. Fastball catches the outside corner. And it's a call, strike one, 1-1. Visitors, the Violets in the gray uniforms with the purple. Pitch by LeGros is another fastball, and it just missed the outside corner, and Billy Joe really wraps one back to him, saying, come on, shape up. Two balls and one strike to the leadoff hitter for the Violets, Ray Ippolito, here in the top of the second. Another fastball misses outside, and it's 3-1, and again, LeGros is behind. Bobby Winkles has set Larry Gura to pitch tomorrow's game. Should LeGros become in any what sense of trouble today, Gura will come in today. Called strike, fastball inside corner. Count is full, three balls and two strikes to Ray Ippolito. LeGros delivers, swung on a line drive to right field. Ralph Dick camping under it, moving right to left. Now has it for out number one. Those have got to be tricky. The wind, as we've indicated to you, moves left to right across the outfield, and Rosenblatt Stadium is on a hill, so that the wind is even more profuse here. That'll bring up Jeff Kalish, the third baseman. Kalish hitting 293 on the season. Pitch, called strike outside corner on a curveball. LeGros looked good. Last night we had, and I wish we had a videotape for you to see. We described it last night. There's a curveball that's outside, and the count evens up at 1-1. Kenny Hansen made a great defensive backhand stop on a line shot to him while he was on the mound. The ball wedged in between two fingers of the glove, and he couldn't get the darn thing out, so he threw the glove to first base. Pitch swung out and missed. Strike two. We talked to him, and if we find time a little bit later, we'll let you hear just exactly what Kenny said. It was got to be the most unbelievable play in baseball. But thinking, LeGros ready with a 1-2 pitch. Delivers, swung on a grounder to the left side. Hopper to Detter, the throw to Osborne in time. And Kalish is out number two. Two up and two down, and Joe Sefcik is the batter. I say Sefcik. The public address announcer says Sefcik, but he spells it S-Z-E-W-C-Z-Y-K. Going to change his name. Here's the first pitch to the left-handed batting first baseman. Across the plate, but low, and it is ball one. 3-0-6 on the season. Close stance. Hands held high. Here's LeGros' wind. Pitch fouled up, back up, over our head, out of play. Count is even at a ball and a strike. No score in the ball game. The Violets of New York University batting in the top of the second inning. The Devils are the home team tonight on the third base side. Here's the pitch by LeGros. Misses outside, and it's two balls and one strike. And again, may I thank you on behalf of the entire ball team and Bobby Winkles for the great telegrams that you've been sending them at the Blackstone. Here's LeGros' pitch. A line shot into deep right field, but the wind's going to hold it up. Ralph Dick is right there and takes it for out number three. Well hit ball, but that wind will kill you. And for the Violets in the second, nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And at the end of an inning and a half, it's the Sun Devils nothing, the Violets nothing. For those of you watching on television, the very top row are ASU fans. You can see them clapping right there, a lot of them here, and we're happy to have them. It's the bottom of the second inning, and for the Devils, it'll be Jeff Osborne, Lenny Randall, and Rick Fowley in that order. Jeff, 282 on the season, 231 in World Series play. Left-handed batting first baseman. The first pitch is a lazy curve inside corner called strike one. Jeff Kalish in on the grass a little bit, now move back at third base, thinking maybe that the leadoff batter can bunt. Here's the pitch by Jones. It's across the plate, but low, as Jones has a good motion, but it looks to me like the Devils can get to him. He just is a little slower than they're used to. Terrific wind here at Rosenblatt Stadium. As Jones delivers across the plate, but high with a fastball, and it's two balls and one strike to Osborne. He pitched only 59 and a half innings for the total year, which seems kind of funny to the Devil fans who are used to 100 plus. There's a check swing, curveball is outside, and it's three balls and a strike. LeGros worked 100 and a third. LeGura worked 148. Kenny Hansen worked 115. But of course, the Devils are the only team in the United States to ever win 54 ball games as a collegiate university. They've got 54 three times, and they've tied the record last night. Inside for ball four, and leadoff batter Jeff Osborne draws a walk. That's the first walk given up by Jones. He's allowed a pair of hits in the first inning to Ralph Dick and Paul Ray Powell, but got out of the inning with any score. Lenny Randall, who can move, but hitting only 214 in the series, will draw Jeff Kalish in at third. There's a throw to first. Osborne back in plenty of time. Randall has connected with the ball very well in the last couple of games. Line shots down the left field line. Unfortunately, they were foul, with the exception of one double. But he's really got good connection. Here's the pitch to him. Check swing outside, and it's ball two. And Ellsworth Jones having a little trouble. And Tommy Collins, the big right-hander in the bullpen now, working for the Violets. There's the runner at first base in Osborne. Ellsworth Jones, the left-handed pitcher, taking a look at him, comes to the plate. Randall slapped it down the left field line. Foul. And that's just exactly what Lenny Randall's been doing. Coming around real good on the ball, but they're just a little too far to the left. It's a long strike. The count is even up at one apiece. Osborne, the leadoff batter for the Devils, is on first with a walk. No score in the ball game. Nobody out. Randall with a one and one count. Osborne with the lead. Jones ready. Delivers. Randall swings. Pops it up to the left side. It is Kalish coming in. Coming in more. Now moving to foul territory. And he has it for out number one. And those have just absolutely got to be tricky. One away. Osborne holds first base. And Rick Valley, only 167 in the series. Only a freshman. Has the good arm, and Coach Bobby Winkles hoping for many good things in the next few years from this young man. Here's the first pitch to him. Swung on a grounder to the left side, could be two. Ippolito to Licata for one. The return to Sepcheck is in the dirt. And Valley is safe on the fielder's choice. Valley forcing Jeff Osborne 6-4 for out number two, and is safe at first on the fielder's choice. We'll bring up Laren LeGros, who is not afraid to take a crack at that ball. This New York University club has only three errors in the whole series, and all of them in one game. So they've played three games of airless ball. First pitch to LeGros is inside low for ball one. Let's look at our 1,001 statistics here. There have been 43 errors in the World Series thus far. The Sun Devils have made six of those, but the Violets have only committed three. And I believe all of them in a game against Massachusetts. We'll check that out. Here's the pitch by Jones, swung on by Laren, fouled back on the ground of the screen. And the count is even at one and one as gale force winds threatened to take us to Iowa, which is not too far away, let me tell you. Two down. Rick Valley, the runner at first base. Devils batting in the bottom of the second, no score. And it's a line shot to right field. It's going to curve foul. Levine has no chance to get it. As that ball started out in fair territory by maybe 10 or 15 yards. But it, of course, as a right-handed batter, spewing one to right field, which automatically gives it the inertia to move right. But with this wind, it just put it all the way into the bleachers. One ball and two strikes to Laren LeGros, who's hitting .261. Not bad for a pitcher, but is 0 for 4 in World Series competition. Ellsworth Jones ahead. The left-hander looks down, has the sign from Tommy Bardo. Checks the runner Valley, delivers to LeGros, swung on a line shot. That's going to be in there for a base hit. One bouncer to the right fielder. The throw against the wind, coming all the way to third base to Jeff Kalish. And holding up at second base will be Rick Valley. So the pitcher, Laren LeGros, helps his cause with hit number 3 for the Devils. And we go to the top of the order with Roger Dedder. Dedder has, as we said, tied a College World Series mark by stealing 5 bases. He's tied with Bob Fry of Washington State. The Devils have some names in the record books, however. For the most series hits, Sal Bando stands alone at 12. Scott Reed, with 2 others, is tied for most RBIs with 10. Here's the pitch by Jones to Dedder. A shot into short right, coming in is Levine. Now moving over to his right, still moving, and has it for out number 3. As Dedder flies to right for the second time in 2 trips to the plate, the Devils are retired in the second with no runs on 1 hit. There were no errors and 2 men left, and a score at the end of 2 complete. The Devils nothing, the Violets nothing. Latourette, Licata, and Jones. That's the law firm that will bat for the Violets here in the top of the third. John Latourette takes a fastball across the plate for a called strike 1. Left-handed batting left fielder, slightly open stance. LeGros ready, delivers, swung on and missed. The fastball strike 2, and that ball goes back to LeGros almost as fast as Billy Cotton received it. 0-2, LeGros ahead, the big right-hander working. Pitch is inside for a ball. LeGros beat UCLA in 11 innings by the score of 2-1. He worked pretty hard. There's a ball low inside the boot, and the count is even up at 2-2. And he was a tired young man, but he got 4 days rest, and Bobby Winkles hopes that he'll be able to go through this entire game without any problems. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball, 1-2 hopper to Lenny Randle. Throw to Osborne in time, and Latourette is out number 1. Lenny Randle in the Texas game made a fantastic grab of a line drive and did save at least 2 runs. Last night, Phil Honeycutt for the University of Tulsa made a grab that they call the best of the series, but we don't believe it. Here is Jim Licata, tries a push bunt down the first baseline, and it looks almost like a hit. Rolling in foul territory for strike number 1. Licata hitting .269, has 10 stolen bases, so he can really move. Inside for a ball, backs him out of there. The count is even at 1 apiece. The outfield is shallow, both in center and in right, because the wind is moving that way. And if you get it up in the air, it's bound not to go as far as you'd like. There's a curveball missing, and it runs the count now to 2 balls and 1 strike. 1 away, nobody aboard for the Violets in the third. Dedder delivers 2-1. Swung on and missed for strike 2, and that is a fastball, folks. In case you joined us late, Rick Valley is at third, Roger Dedder at short, Lenny Randle at second, Jeff Osborne at first, John Dull at second left, Paul Ray Powell in center, and Ralph Dick in right. Laren LeGros the pitcher and Billy Cotton the catcher. There's ball 3. A curveball is outside, and the count is full. Tom Collins and Cliff Vladover warming up. There's a pitch outside on a fastball, and Licata draws a walk. That's the first walk given up by LeGros. And that will bring to the plate the pitcher, Ellsworth Jones. Let's see, as a hitter, in 10 games and 22 at-bats, he's picked up 7 hits for a .318 average. So you not going to be able to brush him off lightly. He's a good-sized boy, 6'2", about 210. There's a stretch by LeGros, valiant in the grass. There's an attempted bunt. Pulls his bat back, but it's across the plate, and it's called strike one. Valley moved in very quickly at third base. Osborne holding the runner, Jim Licata, there. LeGros ready again. Delivers quickly. This time it's a bunt. Osborne will take it in fair territory to throw to Randall in time. The sacrifice works, and Licata moves to second base. Score that 3-4. They're two down, and we go to the top of the order. And Fred Levine, who flied to right, hitting 361. Good hitter and some decent speed. Levine had 8 stolen bases himself. 36 hits and 96 at bats. Pitch, fastball just misses inside. It's a ball. Larry Gura is standing by just in case, but is scheduled to pitch tomorrow's game. Here's LeGros' pitch, swung on, high fly ball to short right field. Ralph Dick coming in, calling away Lenny Randall on the run, and takes it for out number 3. So Levine, the leadoff batter, flies out to right twice, just like Detter did. The Violets are retired with no runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings of play, the Devils nothing, the Violets nothing. As we indicated to you earlier, we did not expect Ellsworth Jones to start. He has come out of the game, and the man we did expect to start, Tom Collins, a 6'6", 200-pound junior, is the man who is on the mound now. In the College World Series, he's already worked one game, working 9 innings, giving up 8 hits, 2 runs, both of which were earned, walked a pair, and struck out 10 against Massachusetts. And he won it 6-1. For the total season, with an ERA of around 2.47. Worked in a total of 62 innings this season, and he's a big-sized fella. Leading off will be Ralph Dick, who swings and fouls it back to the screen for strike one. 3:45, as the Ralpher picked up a bingle back in the first, a line drive base single to straightaway center field. It's still wowing them up with the wind. You can occasionally hear it really buffet our area. Here's the one strike pitch to Ralph Dick. Swung on a Baltimore chop. One hopper easy to the third baseman, Kalish, who throws a little inside, but Sefcik pulls it down, and Ralph Dick is out number one. One up and one down, and John Dolinsek, who grounded out to the second baseman unassisted, if you can feature that. Coming into tonight's game was leading the College World Series in hitting, with a 583 average, and that's fantastic. John has just put the ball everywhere. 4-for-5 last night, a home run over the right center field fence. He also had a pair of doubles. Here's the first pitch to him, a little number to the right side. Pitcher coming over, takes it, and will go unassisted. So Dolinsek has been put out twice unassisted, the first time to the second baseman and now to the pitcher.
In Phoenix, KOOL, AM and FM stereo.
Field hit the deep shortstop back in the first inning. PR one pumped one out of here before. For those of you on television, you saw the flag moving left to right and now a little bit towards straightaway center. Tom Collins. You got to have some courage to name your son that. There's the pitch. Nub foul back to the screen, and it's a strike. It's been a great week in Omaha. The people here have been absolutely great to the team and our team. As Bobby puts it, here's the one-strike pitch. Swung on and fouled out of play, strike two. Bobby puts it, I think, are a great bunch of kids. There is old number one on the dugout. And they are more than that. They're great competitors, they're great kids, and a lot of gentlemen on the squad, too. A lot of folks at the Blackstone Hotel commenting on how good our kids are. Here's the 0-2 pitch to PR. A line shot, base hit into left field. That may go for extra bases. All around, second, first base on his way to second. The throw, not in time, stand-up double. That's the first hit off of the big youngster, Collins. That is Paul Ray's 20th double. He set a record, as you know, with 19. And ironically, John Dolinsek came along and broke
the previous record set by Jan Clement and Ron Devine in the same season. So the Devils have a runner at second base and Billy Joe Cotton, the batter. The big right-hander will work from the stretch. Here's the pitch. A foul ball to the left side. It'll be not fielded by Jocko Smitherin. One of the original odd couple here in Omaha, Nebraska. He rooms with the Sarge. We made mention of that a couple of nights ago. And the reason we call him the odd couple is they have all the equipment in their room, and it really looks like that apartment did. One strike count to Billy Joe. Paul Ray with the lead at second base. Collins delivers inside and high for ball one. One and one. No score in the ballgame. Devils batting in the bottom of the third. They beat Mississippi 8-3, Massachusetts 9-2, and Texas 3-2, but lost to Tulsa. While the Devils lost to Texas, beat UCLA, Massachusetts, and Tulsa last night 11-3. Pitch swung on, foul to the right, out of play. One ball and two strikes. Ellsworth Jones was the starter. The Devils did not chase him, but in the first game, as we indicated to you, he had arm trouble, and they were not going to start him. He obviously pleaded for the action, got it, and then said that he could not go through it, and Collins now has relieved him here in the third. Pitch to Cotton. Clear ball just misses inside, and it's even up at 2-2. Brownie wanted to wash the uniforms, but number 22 down there, BJ, said, "Nothing doing, folks. I'm wearing this right to the end." Here's a stretch by the big youngster. Right-hander delivers. Pop. It's a pop-up to the right side. First baseman Shep going back in foul territory. That wind. He did not see the grandstand and ran right into it. That ball kept his attention so much that he kept looking up trying to get it. It looked like he had a very good chance to get it, but the wind kept blowing it, and he kept chasing it. And by the time he got to the little pipe rail in front of the grandstand, he bumped right into it. Took him a moment. I believe he's going to be all right. He shook it off. First base umpire Marty McDonough was there to take a look at it. He says he's all right. He's back in position. So it's two balls and two strikes. B.J. Cotton still up there, the only Nebraskan in the whole tournament. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for ball three. Billy watches them all. From McCook, Nebraska. Thriving community of five, I believe now, that Billy's moved out. Wooed by the Athletics once and by the Mets twice. Great arm. Second string All-American. And believe me, we think that maybe had not Gura and Powell made it, that he'd have been on there too. 3-2 pitch, swung on, foul back out of play. Counts the same, 3-2. Devils have had quite a few All-Americans in the past. Back in 63, it was Sterling Slaughter. 64, Skip Hancock on the second team. In 65, Rick Mundy and Louis Lagunas and John Pavlik was on the second team. In 66, Reggie Jackson. Collins ready, 3-2, delivers, inside ball four. Billy Joe gets a walk. So Cotton has good eyes as well, as he had a two-strike count and worked Collins for the walk. That's the first walk given up by Collins, the second Devil to get the base in this game by that route. Devils have two runners on, and Jeff Osborne, who got a pair of hits thus far in the series, and who probably was the recipient of the freakiest play in baseball. Here's the pitch by Collins. A curveball is outside. It's ball one. That was unbelievable. Hanson just got the ball wedged in his glove and threw him the glove. What are you going to do? Hanson's remark was said, "How can they give me an error? It was a good throw." One strike count. That was a strike. It's a ball. They've changed it now. Here's the next pitch. A pop-up to the left side. Kalish chasing towards the Devil. Dugout just in front of it. I cannot see. Did he catch it? No. It is a foul ball, and the count is even at one apiece. One ball and one strike. Jeff Osborne with Powell at second base and Cotton at first. Two down. Devils batting in the third inning with no score. Gary Gentry and Scott Reed made All-Americans for the Devils back in 67. Freddie Nelson was the lone Sun Devil in 68. And this year, Paul Ray Powell and Larry Gura first team and Billy Joe Cotton second team. And as we indicated to you, had the Devils not already had two great players on the first team, it looked to us that Cotton could have made it two. 1-1 coming. Inside, throw down to first base, and Cotton back in time. And Tommy Bardo is not afraid to throw that ball around. Sefcik was just a little bit too far in back of first place to make a good play. And Bardo probably not too weary of Cotton's speed. and Billy has it. Two balls and one strike to Osborne. Left-hander batting first baseman. Would like very much to put the Devils on the scoreboard. Has two runners aboard. Pitch. In the dirt, Tommy Bardo makes a nice stop. The runners will not advance, but it's ball three. And now, a little action in the bullpen down the first baseline for the Violets. We'll check the numbers as we get them. It is Cliff Vladover, a right-hander. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Jeff. Swung on. Popped up to the left side. The shortstop going back on the grass in short left field and takes it for out number three. For the Devils in the third inning, there were no runs, one hit, no errors in the field, and two men left. And the score at the end of three complete innings of play, the Devils nothing, the Violets.
The number three, catcher Tom
Barto. Barto, Cardesius, and Ippolito. Swung on and missed for strike one. And he's mad at himself because the curveball was outside. Laron Legros working in his fourth inning in this game and in his 15th inning in College World Series competition. There's a fastball. They really flail it. Got by Billy Joe Cotton back to the screen. And the count is even up at one apiece. No score in the ball game. The Violets of New York University, who have come to the College World Series for only their, I believe, second try. We'll check that. And not since, no, it's their third time, and not since 1956. Are a surprise third place finisher. They certainly were not expected to make it, and very few times have they come. A swung on and fouled back to the screen. And while we were jabbering there, another one went by for a ball, so the count is all even up at 2-2. Bardo hitting 270. You hear an occasional cheer in between pitches, particularly after a foul ball that will be for the ball boy who runs out there and catches them as they dribble down the screen. 2-2, curveball inside, ball three. Devils want this one very much. And Laron Legros wants to give it to him, the big right-hander, anxious to work. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Just missed the outside corner, ball four. Walk number two given up by Legros, and the New York University ball club, who just is very cool out there and very steady, has the leadoff batter on first base with their third hitter, Jimmy Cardesius. A line shot to left field, base hit, one hopper. Salinsek fielding the ball. The throw will come to third base, and stopping at second will be Barto. And that's the very first hit given up by Laron Legros. A single to left field on the fly. Bardo moves to second base, Cardesius at first, and the batter will be the cleanup hitter, Ray Ippolito. Well, a good place now for a double play. The Devils lead the other seven teams in this series with six. Osborne coming in first. The pitch is called strike on the inside corner, a fastball. Both Valley is coming in at third and Osborne at first. With nobody down, the thought, of course, would be to sacrifice the runners around. Called strike on the outside corner. And Legros has worked both the inside and outside corners very well on Ray Ippolito. Ippolito flied to right in his other appearance back in the second inning. Right-handed batting shortstop. Here's a stretch by Legros. Delivers. Fastball swung on, but not enough. And it'll be a ball. Did not break his wrist. Jimmy Newsom, the plate umpire for a goodly percentage of the games here at Rosenblatt, says no. One ball, two strikes. Nobody down. The Violets are growing two out there. And Bardo at second and Cardesius at first. Swung on and missed, strike three. Strikeout number two for Legros. Out number one for the Violets. And Jeff Kalish, the third baseman, will step in. Nordy says he's hitting 289. And we can vouch for it because he has his slide rule. One away now. Still two Violets on base. Legros with a stretch. Delivers inside corner. Called strike as Kalish put his arms in the air and tried to back out of there. But it caught the corner. Here's the stretch by Legros. And the peek at the runner. Delivers. Grounder to the left side. Detter has to move. Throw to Randall in time. And he is taken out of the play very nicely by Jim Cardesius, who broke up the possible double play. So Kalish is safe on a fielder's choice at first base. Cardicius forced out 6-4 at second. They're two down on the play. Bartow moves to third base, and the batter will be Joe Sefcik. 3-0-1 on the season. Close stance, left-handed batting first baseman. LeGros stretches, peeks at the runner, delivers outside and high for a ball. Jeff Kalish's father used to live in Phoenix, Arizona. Here's the pitch by LeGros. High fly ball to right field. Coming on is the right fielder, Ralph Dick, waiting and has it for out number three. So for the Violets in the fourth, they got no runs on one hit. There were no double errors and two men left. And the score at the end of 3.5 innings of play, the Devils nothing, the Violets nothing. Well, the Devils want to get somebody home here. They've stranded six men so far in the ball game, two in each inning. They have not been able to put anybody across the plate. They've been able to hit the Violet pitching. That's kind of psychedelic hurling, I guess, of some sort. Got to Jones for three before he got out of there. Actually took himself out because his arm hurt. But they could not score against him. And now Collins has come in the third, and they got a double and a walk off of him, but could not score. And Lenny Randle will lead it off for the Devils in the bottom of the fourth. Lenny, 231 on the season. Can bunt, has good speed, third baseman in. Here's the pitch by Collins. Swung on and missed, strike one on a curve. It's still really winging them up with the wind out there. 25 to 30 miles per hour, and it's really moving. It's a little cooler, however, than it's been all day. It was in the 80s. Pitch. High fly.